Welcome to the blogcast, Let There Be Luz. I'm your host, Linda Garcia, also known as Luz Warrior. The intention of this blogcast is to bring spirituality to the forefront, to not be afraid of what your intuition is telling you, but to encourage you to take action on it. Welcome back to another episode of Let There Be Luz. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone is staying cool in Los Angeles as best as you can. So we are full throttle week of the red tent. I'm surprised I'm even recording this episode. It's actually going to be really short. As you guys know, we are so excited for the red tent. I feel like I say that all the time, but I just can't contain myself. It's exciting. I'm also excited for the digital red tent that's happening Thursday, July 12th. So if you haven't purchased your tickets, you still have a few hours to purchase your tickets. Today, what we're going to talk about is the Day of the Goddess. I really wanted to take a deeper dive into this because I've only scratched the surface with the Day of the Goddess. I am so taken back by this article and it resonated with me so much. For those that don't know, in the past, and actually in the present, but prior to patriarchal times, Friday the 13th was actually known as the Day of the Goddess. It was a day when women gathered. I've talked about this a little bit, but I haven't gotten into the details, and I just want to talk about it again. I wanted to talk about it on an episode. For those that haven't heard the episode on the Red Tent, you're more than welcome to go back and listen to the Red Tent. That gives you history on the Red Tent. But I just really quickly want to let you know that I was called to do the Red Tent on Friday the 13th, and initially, you know, I had so many preconceived notions on this day, and I was worried about creating or opening up a space on this specific day. My intuition was very adamant and kept pestering me. And that is when I started to take a deeper dive on what Friday the 13th really represented, why I was being called to do an event on this day. So now that we move closer and closer to this event, it is perfectly placed on a powerful day. And it just so happens that this day, Day of the Goddess, is also a new moon day, making it absolutely perfect to host a red tent. It's almost too perfect. Like, what is happening? That's how perfect it is. So I wanted to share some information that I've read in a couple of articles. I will be linking these articles. One of them is from Forever Consciousness and the other one is from the Huffington Post. So I just wanted to talk about some of the points that the articles bring up just to help us understand this day from a different perspective. And also what I'm hoping to achieve with this episode is to hopefully invite or open up a space so that you can start to change your perspective on this day and possibly host a new moon ritual this Friday. Acknowledge the day and hone in on the power that we have access to on this day specifically. So as I mentioned, before the patriarchal revolution, both Friday and the number 13 were regarded as days that were associated with the quote-unquote great goddess. So what happens is that when you collide both of those days, Friday and the number 13, then we're looking at a day that can bring strong energy for women. Women would actually set intentions and really work to manifest on this day. They would gather, they would celebrate this day, and just really, you know, hone in on their power. The number 13 has many associations to the feminine divine. One of the associations is that we, on average, bleed 13 times a year. So the appropriate number of not only our personal moon cycles, but the actual cycles of the moon is 13. 13 is a number that has always been associated with blood, fertility, and lunar potency. and it has also always been tied to the Great Goddess. The Huffington Post is mentioning how the number 13 ties to specific cultures. In fact, Chinese women would often offer mooncakes, and they were always offering 13 mooncakes. The number 13 was a number of regeneration for pre-Columbian Mexicans. If someone knows what the heck they're talking about, please let me know, because this makes me really curious. I'm not quite sure I understand. The root of the word regeneration means like new birth, but I don't understand what 13 was the number of regeneration for pre-Columbian Mexicans. I'm not really understanding what that means. So if anyone knows what that means, please let me know. In ancient Israel, the number 13 is a sanctified number. In the Jewish community, the number 13 is the year of age. And then for Egyptians, it was believed that we have 13 stages of life, so that from birth to death, we are moving through 13 stages, which is really interesting. Then it goes on to talk about the feminine energy that Friday carries. So again, years and years ago, it was associated with Mother Creation, so I guess like Mother Earth. In Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Icelandic cultures, she was called Freya, and I'm totally butchering this. Freja, Fyr, Frigg, Frigg's Day. Is that not sounding familiar? And then we move into Mediterranean lands, where the goddess was reigned as Venus. In Latin, it is Dies Veneris, and in Spanish, it is Viernes. So when you say Viernes, you're actually saying Venus. You're actually saying the day of the goddess. When you say Friday, you're actually saying the day of the goddess when it comes to Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, and Icelandic cultures. This is pretty interesting information. The next time you approach a Friday the 13th, shift your thinking, shift your mindset, and know that it is a powerful day. You can still purchase tickets to our digital red tent, where we're going to have a very powerful intention setting with four digital sacred circles, the first one being on Thursday, July 12th. Tickets are still on sale for that. Sales will close on July 12th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As I mentioned, you will have access to four digital tents. You will also have access to the list of activities that we will be conducting on our Day of the Goddess ceremonies on the red tent. You will have those list of activities so that you can apply them to your own ceremony in the privacy of your own home with your girlfriends. We know that when more people gather for the same intention, it becomes much more powerful. So definitely take advantage of the day, even if it's just by yourself. I love you all so much. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LetThereBeLuz. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. And head over to our website to find our mailing list. Stay updated with events. There won't be an episode next week. I'm going to do some self-care. So we will chat the week after. May the light within get stronger. Return to the one. Return to the one.